Why Would He Speak to Me features Mary Magdalene and Peter after the resurrection.
Peter, he's alive! I've just seen Jesus and he's alive!
You've just seen Jesus. Sure, Miss Magdalene, and I didn't deny him, and the cock didn't crow.
Peter, listen. Jesus is alive, and he spoke to me.
Spoke to you? Why you, Mary of Magdala? Why not James or John or even Andrew? Why would Jesus speak to you?
I don't know why, Peter. I just know he did. And he told me to find you.
He told you to find me. Sure, Mary. And I didn't deny him, and the cock didn't crow.
Peter, please, listen to me. You saw the empty tomb. You know Jesus isn't there.
Maybe the soldiers moved his body. Maybe grave robbers stole it. Maybe...
Peter, he's alive.
Mary, he was crucified. His body's gone.
Because he's alive and waiting for you in Galilee.
Sure.
Peter, you're blind with grief, just like I was. I sat in the garden weeping. A man came by. I thought he was the gardener, so I asked him where he'd taken the body. Then he called me by name, and I knew it was Jesus.
Jesus called you by name? How I'd love to hear him call me by name again. But that'll never happen. I was one of his disciples, one of his closest friends, the one who promised to die for him, and then denied I knew him. I was fickle, false-hearted, and faithless, the night he most needed a friend.
That's bad, Peter. But is it unforgivable?
Absolutely.
For Jesus?
For anyone. I denied I knew him, Mary. Not once, not twice, but three times. And I keep hearing that cock crow. I'm not worthy to be forgiven.
None of us is worthy, Peter. That's why Jesus died.
But I let him down. Why would he ever want to see me again? Why would he speak to me?
Peter, he loves you. He's already called your name. He said, go tell my disciples and Peter.
He did? Jesus really said, go tell my disciples and Peter? Mary, I can't believe it. You mean Jesus really is alive and wants to speak to me?
Yes, Peter, Jesus really is alive, and he wants to speak to you.
Even though you denied him,
and the cock did crow.